Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hillman.
Good evening, everyone. This is Jennifer Hillman. I want to thank you for listening tonight on air. Tonight I am thrilled to once again bring Jennifer Hoffman back on. She's a channel for Archangel Uriel. She's a spiritual teacher and mentor and much, much more. And on top of everything else, she's now adding her own radio show, Enlightening Life, on blogtalkradio.com. For more information about her and all the wonderful things she's doing, please check out her website at www.urielheals.com. Hello, Jennifer. How are you doing?
Hi, Jen. I'm just great. Thank you so much for having me on your show tonight.
Well, we've been talking and there's been so much going on energetically, a lot of shifts going on. So before we get to that, I do want to talk about your new radio show. Now, when exactly is it on?
Well, my radio show discusses items in my newsletter. I write a weekly newsletter. I've been writing it for 4.5 years now. It goes out to about 50,000 people a week, and I talk at length about some of the subjects in the newsletter, and then towards the end of the show, I give free readings to people who call in.
Excellent, excellent. And how long has this show been on?
The show has been on for a month. I just started it last month and
wow.
Hadn't even considered doing radio and thought, well, I might as well try it and see what happens, and it's been quite positive. I get quite a few callers and a lot of people download it, so it's just another way to reach audiences that need the information that we give to people, and it's a great way to help enlighten people who wouldn't otherwise get the information that they need to understand what's going on right now, because as you said, there is a lot going on.
Yes. Now, in one of the recent issues of the newsletter, which I do read every week, I love it, reading it for years, is about the crossroad of transformation and that there is a lot of things going on. Do you want to speak on that for a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. The crossroads of transformation is a place where a lot of people are finding themselves, and I say finding themselves because often they don't expect or anticipate making big changes in their life, but all of a sudden they find themselves in a situation where relationships fall apart or their life seems to not be satisfying anymore, or they have financial issues, or they have just a number of things that can happen in their life, and they feel like the universe is not supporting them, and they are really at the worst point in their life, but they're actually at a very powerful point in their life, because this is where they can make choices and decisions in a different way that they have in the past, and that they can take what's going on in their life and create something different.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting thing about this transformation process is that we're really at it every point of our lives, at every moment of the day. We make decisions and choices, and we make we talk to people or we visit, we see things or things are presented to us, and we don't realize that the potential for transformation is present at every time. And when we allow ourselves to not act on emotion and not just react to situations, we can actually step back and detach and make choices from a more enlightened perspective and act out of our spiritual side instead of just our emotional side. And it's interesting because I get lots of emails from people and lots of calls, and even during readings I hear from people who say, well, I thought everything was fine and then everything just kind of fell apart.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really not a matter of falling apart. It's just just a matter of it's time for a change.
And yes, I think the whole country is going through that with everything just in general. The United States is right now at a huge crossroads in many respects in many areas. And it is affecting everybody to just kind of wake up and realize where their life is and where they really needed or wanted to go.
Absolutely. And what they're finding, too, is the lack of attention they paid to different areas in their life, like their spiritual growth or maybe tolerating situations where they really weren't happy but really didn't have any other options or didn't really know what else to do or just accepted kind of being unhappy as just part of life in general. Those situations have all changed, and they are now, the universe is helping them by removing those situations that they aren't happy with and allowing them to make other choices.
Well, also, at least I've noticed, and I think you've noticed this also, people are beginning to really, a lot of strange energies are coming up. A lot of their fears are coming to the surface. A lot of kind of shadow aspects of people because of the shift and making room for them to realize what they're doing. And I've noticed that a lot of people are just, all of a sudden, you look at them and you're going, I'm not taking that. Mm-hmm. And it's a point for me to stand up for myself and say, hold up that mirror and say, do you realize you're doing this?
Exactly.
And show them what's in the mirror and what they're actually doing to the people around them as well as to themselves.
Exactly, and I'm glad you mentioned the mirror aspect because it's such an important part of this process. Everyone in our life is a mirror of us, and we are a mirror of other people. So when we have a difficult person in our life or a difficult situation, it's again, not that the universe hates us or is trying to be mean to us. It's a mirror. It's an opportunity for us to look inside and see what we are actually projecting outside to the world and to ourselves. And this is such an important thing for people to realize because it's everything in our life is about our perspective, and our thoughts and beliefs create every aspect of our reality. So when we fail to remember that there's a mirror and everyone is that mirror for us, we tend to point a finger and blame or criticize or judge others when they're really just showing us what we need to see about ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And it's now, I mean, when you're showing and you realize you got that mirror and you know you have that aspect of you that's really not what you really want and you're trying to shine light on it to understand it better. Is there anything else that you really need to do except to at least acknowledge that it is a part of you?
Well, one of the things, and I, as you said, I channel Archangel Uriel. One of the things Uriel says a great deal is to remember that we are infinitely powerful. And it's when everything we do in a very powerful way. So we can either be powerfully competent and efficient and create our life in ways that really bring us joy, or we can be powerfully inefficient and incompetent and make ourselves completely miserable. We all have the same amount of power, and we all connect to the same source, so everyone has access to the same power. It's how we use that power that differentiates us from, you know, being from people who we look at and go, wow, they're really successful and they seem to have it all together. Well, the truth is that they really don't have it together any more than you do. They're just using their power in different ways.
Right. Now, you brought up the word successful. Now, I'm also seeing in a lot of people that they really aren't appreciating or understanding what success really is and not appreciating the fact that they are really successful. So, through you or Archangel Uriel, what is the meaning of success?
Mm-hmm.
Is it just whatever we're achieving at the best ability?
Exactly. Success is just that. It's the fulfillment of your goals and objectives at any point in time. And you know, a new keyword for us now is to live in the present moment. So whatever, wherever we are in the present moment is as successful as we can be. If we're not paying attention to our ability to be successful, or we're not really giving any thought or putting any action towards achieving our goals or to creating our success, or even feeling that success is one of those lucky breaks, you either get them or you don't, then we're not going to be successful. And another really important aspect of success is that your success is uniquely yours. You can't be as successful as anybody else because you're not them. And maybe that success isn't right for you. Someone who, for example, has no interest in motocross biking wouldn't consider being successful as being the motocross biking champion of the world. But someone who is interested in being an entrepreneur, interested in starting a bakery, for example, would, you know, starting their bakery and having clients and building their business, for them that would be a measure, a very big measure of success. So one of the important aspects of success is to define what it means for us individually and not base our criteria of success on what's happening for other people.
Right. And especially now, a lot of the healers we were speaking with, and a lot of the now very motivated speakers that are out there are very, very successful. And, you know, if you're just starting out, you can't expect to be that big that fast, you know, immediately. It can happen, but you also have to understand there's steps on the road to success and just to enjoy those moments. Hi, we just had to adjust the volume on some things. I apologize. You were saying, Jennifer?
I forgot.
Oh, about comparing success of the speakers that are coming up.
Speakers. Yeah, you know, one of the things that I find too, and I work with a lot of healers and teachers are my clients, and one of the things that I find with them is a lot of them want to be successful, but they want to be successful in a very quiet way. So many of them don't want millions of clients, or they don't want millions of visitors to their websites. They actually want to just teach very quietly. And one of the measures for success for them, if they really want to be as successful as some of the more well-known teachers and healers that we have in the metaphysical community today, is to look and see their own thoughts and beliefs about what that success means. For example, someone who prizes their solitude and doesn't want to be an extremely busy person, is, even if they say they want to have a very large audience, isn't going to be able to create that because it's really in conflict with their own beliefs about what that means for them. They may be afraid of losing their free time and having a schedule that's completely out of control. So they aren't going to be able to manifest large audiences because the two are counterintuitive. They want to keep their small practice. They want to keep their peace and quiet. And that goes against, you know, being a very well-known speaker, being on TV and having lots of radio shows and doing interviews and doing book tours and things like that. So, And again, success is different for different people. It really depends on the work you've agreed to do and the things that you will do to do that work. It's not possible for you to compare yourself to someone else and decide whether or not you are successful based on, you know, for example, what Doreen Virtue does or what Sonia Choquette does, or even, you know, someone like Louise Hay. All of these things are very unique to the individual and need to be looked at in terms of what's right for me, as opposed to why am I not thinking you're failing because you're not as successful or as well known as somebody else.
Exactly. So when does any of the energy of what they feel they want this lifetime, does any of that, do you think, corresponds with experiences that have happened in their past lives?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm so glad you brought that up, because I am seeing so much of that right now. So many past life challenges, experiences, memories, especially the emotionally traumatic ones, are coming up for people right now and are actually being quite challenging for them. A lot of them have very traumatic roots. They have very traumatic experiences, and some of them involve, you know, things that are the stuff of, you know, science fiction, like curses and vows and promises that they made, or things that have happened to them many lifetimes ago, especially around the church. And those have very, very strong, those are very strong memories, and they have very strong attachments, and they really have the ability to completely block someone's progress, especially if completely unaware of them. And I've seen that a lot in probably the last month, is all of these issues come up for people who have no idea why suddenly things start happening to them. And I've seen a lot of the onset of sudden illnesses or sudden health problems, or one of my clients, her business completely dried up, and she wasn't really sure why. And when we did a reading, there was a very strong past life experience that had to do with another person. And the effect was devastating on her business. So past life, any kind of past life experiences, traumas that are coming up now are coming up so that they can be cleared. And in fact, on Oprah, Dr. Brian Weiss has been doing a series on past life regression and clearing out past life experiences, because he's noticed in his own practice, and had actually been writing about this for quite a while, how past lives can significantly affect people, and how important it is to clear that emotional, and it's really emotional debris, out so that people can get on with their lives in different ways.
Right. Now, let's say you have a contract with someone,
mm-hmm.
and you know you got this contract because you've done a little work, you've done a little regression or something, but this other person doesn't realize that the contract really is there. Is there any way of breaking the contract with this person without the contract being fulfilled?
Yeah, you know, soul contracts actually have a lot to do with karma. And Uriel says something very interesting about karma. Karma is like a dance, he says, and when one person stops dancing, the dance is finished. The contracts can be broken by doing forgiveness, you don't even have to experience the full effect of whatever your contract involved. And sometimes contracts can be pretty difficult. I had a client who had a contract with her sister, and never knew the contract existed, but for some reason always felt that she couldn't be successful unless her sister was successful. And the contract they had involved a past life that happened back in the 1700s, where my client had been pursued by the sister's fiancé, who found her much more interesting, and the sister was so upset that in that contract she vowed that she would not take anything that belonged to her sister, or she would hold herself back and let her sister, you know, be more successful and have a chance at things before she made any movement in her life. Well, in this lifetime, her sister was kind of lazy and didn't do anything. And my client, just no matter what she did, as soon as she started something, nothing would work.
Mm-hmm.
Until we uncovered this contract. And once we uncovered it and she realized what it was, then she broke the contract and renounced the contract, and it was finished. But it takes, you know, kind of uncovering the contract and figuring out what it's about, and then you can go ahead and renounce the contract, because contracts are made in very emotional circumstances and emotionally based situations. So
mm-hmm.
once you break it with the intention of clearing that energy, and that energy is there. So once you find it and you understand the energy, then you can find get closure with the energy, and that breaks the contract.
Excellent. And now you mentioned like spells or curses. Is the same deal with that as well?
Yeah, and spells or curses are interesting because spells or curses are put on us by other people. And the same thing applies. There's a lot of fear around spells and curses. There's a lot of, when you have a spell or curse put on you, you accept the energy of that spell or that curse, and you have the power to break it. But first you have to know that it's there.
Right.
And it's odd because I don't normally do things like this, but I have in the last few weeks had many readings where I have had to help clients break contracts and vows and spells and curses, and I've noticed them coming up a lot, which is unusual. I've been doing readings for a long time, but I've just seen that this is a time when people are finally, it's almost like as we're shifting, and we can talk about this in depth a little bit later, as people are shifting their energy up, all of these things that are holding them back are coming up for review, and spells, contracts, curses, vows, promises, all of those things are, they're almost like heavy energy, almost like anchors that keep us mm-hmm. weighed down. So as soon as we start to move our energy and we make an agreement to do that, anything that holds us back instantly gets revealed. And some of these things are pretty difficult. The energy around them is extremely difficult.
Yes, it really, and it's interesting, as you were saying that, I was just thinking of the fact that Pluto and Uranus are now going in retrograde, or in retrograde.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they're very much, I mean, Pluto's going back into Sagittarius, so people to reevaluate their values and what they really are wanting in their lives compared to what they have.
Exactly.
So it really goes with the shifting energy. So, with the shifting energy, what can people expect now? More of the things coming up to get rid of, or what other things can they expect with what's going on right now?
Well, with the shifting energy, they can expect a lot more of what's been happening. For example, in this country in the last few weeks, economic upsets, people suddenly deciding that they don't like their lives and they're not happy and looking for alternatives, looking for solutions, trying to make changes. And they can expect, too, in any area of their life where they haven't been happy and where they have, not been paying attention to the fact that they're just not satisfied, or maybe they don't like their job or they don't like their life circumstances, for those things to literally be ripped wide open and endings put in place or situations created where they have to pay attention to them. And that can be, as you see with your clients, that can be mm-hmm. really upsetting to people, especially if they're unprepared for the changes. They've been living their life and everything's been okay and they're doing exactly what they've always been doing, and all of a sudden everything just explodes. It can be quite unsettling. With
mm-hmm.
Pluto going back into Sagittarius, which is really interesting because Sagittarius is really the sign that also rules religion, and a lot of people are looking at their religious beliefs and looking at this, and religion here doesn't just mean church religion, it's actually our spirituality in general. And a lot of people are looking at the spiritual side of their lives and making decisions to incorporate more of their spirituality into their lives. And the interesting thing is Pluto retrogrades until
October, November?
Yeah. And then it goes back into Capricorn, where it's only been for a few months. But Pluto has not been in Capricorn since the 1700s, since actually the beginning of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be interesting to see what happens here in the U.S. as Pluto re-enters Capricorn for the first time since this country was founded.
And it's time for restructure.
Absolutely, and Pluto will do that.
Oh, yeah, I've been dealing with Pluto for the last 12 years, so I know Pluto very well. And it really is a blessing. to be able to look at my life and seeing how it's improved, the weak points and the strong points, and just moving forward with what's going on. So with this, a lot of people are wondering, actually right now I'm getting, are you taking calls today, Jennifer?
Am I taking calls? Sure.
Okay. Yes, somebody just IM'd me to see if they're taking calls. So really quick, I'm going to give the phone numbers. It's 877-876-5227 in the U.S. And in Canada, it is 888-815-9756. If you have a question for Jennifer, please feel free to call in. With all the changes coming up, there's also a lot of resistance and a lot of passive-aggressive energy out there, I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm. Me too. And one thing I'm seeing, too, is a lot of what is call it narcissistic behavior. And I've been told by my guides narcissism is nothing more than the ego completely out of control. And anyone who has not incorporated, you know, their spirituality into their lives, or who's really been living through their ego energy, you know, through the mind energy alone without that mind-heart connection, what we're seeing is people who are completely out of control, who are scared, who are argumentative, who are difficult, who have no, who are in fear, who have doubt and confusion, have no idea where their lives are going, and also a lot of passive-aggressive behavior where people's anger that maybe they've kept hidden for many, many years or for a long, long time is suddenly coming out in very unpredictable and very unusual ways.
Mm-hmm.
And it's coming out for a reason. It needs to be dealt with. You know, we can't be spiritual beings if we're angry all the time. And often that anger has to do with their history, with their past here in this particular lifetime. But it also can have its basis in prior lifetimes. And, you know, these things come up so that we can deal with them and take care of them. If we're going to be spiritual beings having a human experience, then we need to incorporate more of our spirituality into our humanity.
Most definitely, and I've noticed that there's a lot of people with the resistance. It's like they know they need to do something, and they're too afraid to do it. And we do have a caller. Hello.
Hi, this is Brant.
Hi, Brant.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good. Nice talk with both of you guys. I've listened for quite a few months, and it's a great show. Jennifer, I was calling because I'm curious to know if I'll be making any kind of a job change. I've been looking for about 6 months or so, actively pursuing and kind of going into a whole different line of work. And I'm curious if you feel that I would end up switching jobs anytime soon.
Is your current job technical?
It's like custom metal fabrication. But I'm looking to kind of go more into a humanitarian kind of job.
I see a lot of technical skill around you. Is it very?
I've been doing it like 13 years. So yeah, there's skill involved. And
yeah, you know, the skills that you have are applicable to many different things. And I do see a job change for you. I keep on saying August.
Okay.
Are you thinking of like? Are you thinking like? You said humanitarian, like something that involves travel and working like in third world countries. There's a
kind of more along the lines of working with at-risk youth. It's kind of what I've been looking towards, like a youth and family manager job or something along those lines.
Well, don't discount the possibility of finding something that involves a great deal of training, but I also see you being able to take your skills and do just about anything with them. I see travel around you, and you're going to have, for one thing, I see two different things. I don't know if you do one thing part-time, something else full-time, but...
I volunteer part-time, I guess, and I work my regular job full-time.
Okay. One of the things that you really need to do, too, is be very, an aggressive is probably not the right word, but promote yourself because you really are good at what you do, and tend to kind of downplay your accomplishments and not let people know that you are as good at what you do as you are.
Okay.
By August, you'll have a new job. There might be like there's a contract that you're going to sign, and that might kind of go back and forth a little bit. You'll certainly be in your new job by September. By like that first week of September, you're going to like your job a lot too. Is there pressure for you to work right now? A lot of stress.
Can you repeat that again? Sorry, you kind of broke up.
Is there stress where you work? A lot of pressure.
No, I'm pretty well solidified my job, so, deadlines and stuff like that, but nothing out of the ordinary.
Yeah, well, this new job doesn't have that, and you actually, get to, kind of set your own schedule and work hours that are much more agreeable to you. I also see you, you've got a really, a knack for working, I want to say, with teenage boys.
I've been doing the Big Brothers Big Sisters for about 5 years now, and I have a couple teenage boys.
Yeah, you have a real strong connection with them, especially the ones that are kind of quiet. They kind of remind you of yourself.
Yeah, usually the tougher the kid, the better it is for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, they also know that you come from the heart.
Yeah.
And that you're genuine, and they see that in you right away, which is why they tend to approach you and not some of the other people. No, it's a good space for you to be in.
Oh, great. Well, wow, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And I'm enjoying the conversation as well.
Okay, great.
Thank you very much for calling.
All right, thank you.
It's interesting that he brought up the job, because that kind of lends... I have a client who, he knows he's got to move and get his job to be with the person he wants to be with. He's engaged, and yet he lives in another city, and he's so afraid of moving without that job. Yet I know if he moved, the job would be right there. And it's very interesting, that resistance. And Brandt, I know, has been looking for some time, and I know the job is right there, but I do feel there's like some kind of resistance somewhere along the line, that it just hasn't been the right timing for him.
That's true, and you know, I'm glad you mentioned timing, because timing is another really important aspect of this crossroads of transformation, this time that we're in, is that we forget that the universe works in divine timing, and we work in our time. So, for example, we know each other, and you know that I wanted to move earlier this
mm-hmm.
year. I wanted to move to Los Angeles, and tried so hard to move, and just was not able to. And I know that it was the wrong time for me, and it was very hard. And it was very hard for me to just accept that I needed to be patient and wait on divine timing, and that at the right time I would move, but that time was not now. And part of our resistance comes from fear, but there's another part of our resistance where we want to do something and we just think it's right and we know we need to do it, and we resist when the universe kind of steps in and blocks our path and says, no, this is not the right time for you and you don't need to do this. And in those situations, we need to look at what we're doing and what we're potentially repeating.
Well, I've been going through that a lot the last year, and literally just kind of reviewing everything and kind of cleaning things up along the way, and things are now beginning to open up, but for a while I really felt like I was in a straitjacket.
Mm-hmm.
Spirit just did not want me to do what I wanted to do. Timing's everything, Jack. And we have another caller. Hello, caller.
Hi, how you doing?
Just fine. And who is this?
Pardon me?
And your name?
Joni.
And what's the question for Jennifer?
The question for Jennifer is, I'm feeling like I'm in a box right now. Like my birthday is June 25th, which is just yesterday. I'm going into my sixth year numerologically, and I'm wondering if any kind of a change, I should make with my job or career, because I'm just feeling kind of stagnant. Yet they're saying we should make a job change right now because of the way things are with the economy. I'm a nervous wreck about it, you know, because I own a house and everything, and I just wonder, you know, is this a time to make a change for me, or should I hold on, or just, or what? What do you see in that?
Well, the first thing I hear from you, for you is, when in doubt, do nothing. And I think that you're kind of dissatisfied with your job, but you're really more dissatisfied with your life, and your job is just part of that. I don't feel that a job change is right for you right now, but I see like September or October. You need to do some research, because I think not only do you need a change of job, I think you kind of need not a complete change of industry, but to look at something that you maybe would not have considered, or that you wouldn't consider now, because if you jump into this job change, you're going to end up getting one that's very similar to what you do right now. And you need something that is kind of creative. You need something where you're a little bit more self-directed. You need...
How about writing a book? I've been considering writing a book. Going back to school and having some help with that.
writing a book would be a very good thing for you to do, and it would certainly give you something to focus on besides the fact that you're unhappy. I think writing is going to open some creativity in you that you hadn't really noticed that you had before. And as part of that creative process, you're going to actually choose a different kind of job again than you would have chosen right now. There's like a progression of things for you, and you have to make sure you don't do things out of order. So I would suggest that you take the classes you need to help you write the book and start the book. You don't need to wait till you're finished with the classes. But then, you know, as you do that, then you're going to get more insights into the work that you would like to do, because you really need to kind of open yourself up to that. But I don't think you're quite ready for that yet. You're not ready to be really creative with your work at this point. And doing some creative work will kind of show you that, hey, I'm kind of good at this and I actually like it. You tend to be pretty self-critical, and you said you're in a box. Well,
I feel like I'm in a box, you know, like I do the same thing every day, you know.
Exactly. And you do. And, you know, when you're in a box, it's really hard to look over the top and see what's outside the box. So, you know, doing something creative, like being around creative people will be good for you, too, because I don't see you having a lot of people in your life right now who are in any different situation than you are. So you're going to get around a different group of people who are going to give you some great ideas and just encourage you to be creative, and that's going to open up a lot of different things for you. You're going to see in the next 3 months that different things are going to start opening up for you, and you're going to see yourself in a different light, because you're going to have people around you who acknowledge, you know, parts of you that you didn't know existed, or that you didn't really allow yourself to use or to uncover, because there was no point. I mean, you didn't need to use them, but absolutely open that creative side, and that's something that a lot of people are being challenged to do right now, is to open that creative part of themselves and see themselves as being creative.
Wow, that's interesting. Well, I really appreciate your input on this. Gives me some hope. Kind of a needed thing right now, because, you know, with everything going on around, you know, you just don't want to make the wrong move.
Yeah, well, there's never a wrong move, but like I said, mm-hmm. The first thing I heard for you was, when in doubt, do nothing. And if, you know, you're afraid of making the wrong move, then you're not ready to make any move, and it's best that you don't. And
Right. Instead,
you know, because you don't want to do the same thing, and I think you find yourself in your life doing the same thing over and over again, and it's so automatic for you that it takes a while for you to realize, oh, I made a change and it's not even different. So, you know, take your time on this and go about it, you know, in the right order, because you are going to have a different job the next 3 months, July, August, September. Yeah, by the end of September, beginning of October, I think you'll be ready to start looking around for some different things. But you'll also have, I see like a new group of friends. I see your book started. I see you like in film and video for some reason. If you meet, I don't know if you meet someone who kind of sparks that interest, but
I've done that before. I've done the creative side before. I've sung in the past, and I've been a movie extra and done things like that.
Okay.
So but that's, it's been quite a while.
Well, you know what? It's like riding a bike. There are things you just never really forget. That creative part of you is very important, and it's a really important aspect of your personality, and you kind of turn it off or kind of ignore it because it's not, you know, practical, but it's really something that you need to make sure that you incorporate in what you do because it's an important aspect of your personality and of your life. You need to be around creative people, and you need to be doing work that is creative.
I know. That's probably why I'm unhappy right now, because I'm not around it at all. And I always in the past had been up until where until moving to where I'm living right now. You know, I didn't hear your website clear from the other lady. She said it kind of fast. Can you give it to me again?
Okay. It's Uriel Heels. It's www.urielheals.com.
It's H-E what?
H-E-A-L-S, like the word heels, .com.
Okay, so it's urielheel.com?
Mm-hmm. Heels with an S.
A heel with a what?
Heels with an S.
Okay, I got you. Okay, I really appreciate this, and I'd like to contact you later when it's not on the radio or whatever, and I just... What is your first name? Jennifer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like Jennifer.
Jennifer, you're really good, okay? I just really appreciate you, and you're very good and precise, and I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks a lot, Janie. Bye-bye.
Creativity is coming up, isn't it? More and more self-expression.
Oh, you know, it is, and you absolutely use the right word, self-expression, because when we're creative, we're expressing ourselves, and so many people express their creativity and little hobbies and things they do on the side and think that they can't make money at it, and that is changing so much, because when people split themselves out between the creative, you know, I'm going to do something creative, and the practical, I should work and get a job and not worry about this, they take the fire and the passion out of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And they have these jobs that they like, but, you know, they earn money, and that's all part of this shift, this transformation process. They can't split that out anymore. They have to do work that they're passionate about, they're interested in, that feeds their soul, and they will make money doing that.
Yes. And we have another caller. Hello, caller.
Hello. Hi, Jennifer. This is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
I had a quick question. You had mentioned earlier that you had noticed people that had spells and curses on them. Can you tell me how you know that or how you find that out?
Well, I'm intuitive, and when I'm doing a reading for someone, it actually comes up.
I meant to help me out. I mean, how would I know if I had something like that on myself?
How you know if you have a spell or a curse? They come up in different ways. Places in your life where you feel blocked, or these fears that you may have that you just don't really understand why you're afraid of something. Or you meet it with you, it's like there's a certain person in your life that you just don't like. You just don't trust the person. And they make you very uneasy. And when you have that kind of person in your life, especially when they just, you know, they're around them and they kind of make your skin crawl, there's something negative between you and that person. And it's one thing I see, especially with curses and spells, and I don't normally do this kind of work, and having this come up as much as it has in the last two or three weeks, it's been really interesting.
Right, yeah.
But one of the ways they manifest is in very strong life events, like sudden illnesses or people who have accidents or who get have like really all of a sudden in their life will go wrong. And they get activated, and a lot of them are getting activated right now, and they get activated so that so they can be taken care of.
I have had the worst luck for the last 7 years. I've had everything happen that you just mentioned. I was wondering if you could, if you can tell, do you have any inklings about that for me?
If you have a spell, do you have a problem with your left hand?
I've had carpal tunnel in both my hands the last several years.
And has that prevented you from working?
Yeah, somewhat. I'm an artist. I use my hands a lot in my craft. And
You have a, the reason I asked you about your left hand is because what I'm seeing is a lifetime where you made a promise. You cut your own hand off. You cut your left hand off.
Whoa.
And you, what you find, in your life, it's like when something starts going wrong, everything starts going wrong. You lose hope. And you have a problem with depression too, don't you?
Yes, I do.
A serious one. You have a very serious problem with depression. I'm seeing you as a man, and you're dressed in like robes. I want to say, and I'm seeing like Arab. So you have this lifetime as an Arab in a Middle Eastern country or northern. I think it's Northern African, like Morocco or someplace like that. And you betrayed, you stole a lot of money and you betrayed your family, and you have a vow of poverty, and you cut your own hand off. So every time you get into a life situation where things start going well, your vow is that you will never have any money because you stole all this money, and you stole it from your own family.
Oh, how awful.
That's what these things are. They are just these promises we make, and they have these very strong emotional connections to, you know, things that happened before we remember. The thing that I have to tell you about yours is that, you know, you can break it. I mean, you just tell yourself, you know, you renounce the vow. And also, you know, in this lifetime, you've really tried to do good. You've tried to be a very honest person. You've just, this energy you have hanging over you is something that completely blocks you from ever doing anything successful or ever having, having anything of your own, because you made this vow that you would never do that.
Wow. It just feels like that too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, anything you have, you lose it.
Yeah.
It just kind of slips through your fingers.
So I can just renounce this vow and...
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry?
Hope I can renounce this vow and hopefully it will disappear?
Absolutely. You know, you just forgive yourself for making the vow in the first place, and yeah, it'll go away. You end it by renouncing it. And then, you know, now that you know now that you understand what's going on in your life, you can see the patterns in your life and how things kind of progress. Also, you'll see different things happening in your life, you know, breaking this vow. And also, for your hand, I see especially your left wrist. As you kind of, I don't know if you do energy work on yourself, but rubbing arnica cream on it would help, or soaking it in Epsom salts, or even, you know, reminding yourself that you can create anything you want in your life, and you don't need to steal it from other people, which I know you don't do in this lifetime. But you know, being powerful in your own life is a really great way for you to you know, make sure that the vow doesn't keep on happening. But the strongest way to break a vow is to forgive yourself for making it in the first place. And then,
I certainly appreciate it. You may have saved my life tonight. All right. Thanks again.
Thank you
for calling.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Well, our time is just about up, Jennifer.
I know. It's so fast.
Yes, it always does. It's awesome. But we covered a lot of ground, so do you want to summarize anything real quick and also give, again, your information so people are obviously going to be contacting you to make sure they can?
Okay, thank you. Just to summarize, you know, we are at this, we are literally living in an awesome time, the time of instant manifestation, and, you know, we talked earlier about the crossroads of transformation. We are really stepping into our power now, and every thought and word that we, you know, every thought we think, every word we say, every action we take is so incredibly important that we create our life every second of the day, and we are at this point of transformation where the universe will gift us with opportunities to change, to learn new things, to grow spiritually. We just have to be living in the moment and be aware of them. And a lot of things are coming up for a lot of different people. We talked about, you know, spiritual healing. We talked about things that are coming up from past lives. And this area that you have noticed and I have noticed, too, with clients is this area of vows and contracts and promises that we have made or curses that have been placed on us lifetimes ago that are suddenly being activated and suddenly coming up for review. And they're coming up for review to get closure on them.
Mm-hmm.
And the one of the important aspects of all this is to not be afraid and to not feel like, you know, the universe hates me and all these terrible things are happening to me. Whatever is not working in your life or not correct or that isn't authentic for you is going to be taken out of your life, and it's going to be taken out so that it can be replaced with something that really suits you. And it's really important to live your passion and to be, you know, and to acknowledge that you are creating something that really you don't really like. And resistance is futile at this point. It does. It's absolutely no good to resist because the changes are coming. We can either go with them gracefully or the universe will drag us kicking and screaming through them. But everything in the universe is conspiring to help us create joy in our lives and to be happy and to create lives that we really enjoy living.
Mm-hmm.
And for a lot of people, that's just not true. Their life is just something that they do every single day and hope that they get through the day and then tomorrow, they hope they get through tomorrow. That's
right.
Not how we're supposed to live. We're supposed to be fulfilled and joyful and happy and have unconditional love for ourselves and for everyone, and everyone has it for us. And that's where all of this is leading, to that place where we really live in a world that's filled with peace and joy. And it starts with us.
Definitely. And once again, your website is
UrielHeels.com. That's www.UrielHeels.com. And you can sign up for my free weekly newsletter, which is published every Sunday night, and email me at healing@UrielHeels.com.
And also, I do want to mention that you do have your radio program on Blog Talk Radio.com, and it's Wednesdays at 8?
It's Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Central Time, and it's the Enlightening Life Radio Show.
And it's always awesome to have you on, Jennifer. You always have a standing invitation to be on the show.
thank you.
I do want to thank you very much for all the wonderful information, all the wonderful work you do. And I also want to thank the audience for listening, and I want to thank BBS Radio. The staff is awesome. They're great. They're fun. And I truly want to thank them for being there and putting this on. With that, with each breath of air, we hope you gain new insights and inspirations. Many blessings, and good night.